Is that how we introduce ourselves?
Oh my goodness. Wait, is this recording?
Yeah, it's recording right
okay,
now.
Okay, it's recording. Wait, turn on the video.
Wait, no, we... Oh, yeah, good
Wait,
point.
Right? Maybe yes. The band, because the size of the file...
Yes.
Audio only, or maybe the Zoom has to... You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hey, what's good, yo?
How is everyone doing? Sorry, we're just giggling and trying to figure out what we want to do, how to convert formats, because apparently putting on a podcast is more complicated than it turns out, right?
We went from like station head to trying to do it on Spotify to just working our way from the bootleg version of Zoom.
Yes, so we're going to be using RSS, and yeah, I'll just quickly go ahead and introduce myself. I am Puru, and this is my friend D Dot. As you can, I don't know if you can see his name on Zoom is D Dot.
This is the MP3. They can't see shit.
I'm sorry. Okay. Exactly.
Oh, this is the
MP3. You're right.
Unless you're doing the MP4, which no.
Apologies. Yeah. So I'm Puru, and you are, sir.
I am D David, the Dizzy host.
I don't host,
but I travel because I am dizzy at finding my keys. Okay, go ahead.
So everyone, for whoever knows whatever this guy's talking about, this has a lot of cultural and personal based context to it, which yes. We will not divulge into right now because we're going to be talking about music, right?
Exactly.
But it's very interesting, might I add, you know, his name and are actually our usernames on RSS. I think they're the Wimpy Wiz and the Dizzy Host with the yes. OE, not yes, HOST, host. It's the HOEST. So yeah, there's a lot of dissection to do on there, you know, if we have to do that. But right. So let's break it down. We both love music, and we connected a lot over the past few months. David and I have actually only gotten to know each other over the last couple of months. And it feels like a lifetime because of how much love and passion we have for listening to music, and not just one kind of music, you know, introducing our cultures. And from how I grew up, I am originally from India. That's where I grew up, and I grew up listening to a lot of, you know, admiring Bollywood movies and, you know, music in Hindi and the classical folk stuff, and also, you know, all those sort of, you know, music competition shows, and just admiring singers. And even though I can't hold a note, not a single of it, I love reading about music. I love exploring music culture, not just in my, you know, growing up in my country, but also we had a lot of influence from the Western pop music and the European pop music. So there were some songs that I grew up listening to. And yeah, and now David's going to talk about what he grew up listening to. And yeah, go ahead, yes. David.
Yes. Hey, guys. All right. So what I grew up on, well, first of all, like, I grew up from New York City, specifically Brooklyn, New York, born and raised, you know, and I've just been like, that's been like the stomping ground for me throughout the past, like 20 plus years of my life, you know what I mean? And growing up in New York, we had some of the greatest musical talents from hip hop, R&B, pop, all genres. So like specific music I have grown up on, like when I was in New York, has been hip hop and R&B. Those are like my two realms of music that really speaks to my soul, my passion, and how I've grown up throughout my time. And I am more so of an R&B kind of person than I am of hip hop, but I've always loved, and I will always love hip hop, especially 90s hip hop, 80s and 90s hip hop from LL Cool J, Biggie, Pac, Run DMC, you have the Tribe Called Quest, like, you know, you have like so many of that. And R&B music, you know, I've grown up on just like the girl groups like TLC, SWV, Aaliyah, Monica Brandy, male artists such as like Donnell Jones, you know, R. Kelly. I know he's a little controversial, but like, let's give the man his props. He has given so much to R&B music that he really cultivated a change in R&B music culture. So we had to give R. Kelly his props. And I grew up on R. Kelly music too as well. Usher, Ginuwine, Missy Elliott, Timberland, you know, so many great producers as well who have contributed to our 90s hip hop and R&B. That's a particular realm that I've grown up on and that I have enabled to define me as I grow up. And I'm so passionate about that realm of music that to this very day, that's all I listen to, sadly. But considering the way how music has been currently changing to nowadays, at least I know that the music I grew up on was had a certain level of quality and class and
Oh, wow.
taste to it. So I am very glad I grew up in the 90s because the 90s was the greatest time of our lives. And for the people who have not grown up in the 90s, I'm sorry. For the people who have grown up in the 90s, you know what I'm talking about, all right? Come on, let's go. But yes, the great thing about this podcast is that it's going to be basically two guys coming from two different worlds who's going to merge their taste into one uniform melting pot. Because, of course, being an African American person from New York, talking to somebody who is a somebody who's like of Indian descent from, you know, India, you know, you would think that, you know, two people from like those two different worlds would not be able to like, you know, get along as well or be able to like share common understanding. But we're here to prove to you guys that we can share common understanding and get along swimmingly and passionately and show you that, you know, music doesn't have no definition of background or like color. Music is just a universal language. And that is the main point when it comes to like, you know, loving music or bashing music. We're gonna create this universal language that's gonna encourage not only diversity, but also comedy and laughter and shade, because shade is important. Shade is fundamental. All right. Take it away, Peru.
Oh, definitely. And for everyone, this is the shade sound, and David actually introduced me to this, so.
Yes. Nah, play it one more time. That was a little scratchy.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't have an expensive Apple computer.
Yes, do it again.
Right? Okay,
Do
so
it
that
again.
was clear enough, I guess. So yes, every time anything I guess shade worthy is said, or anything like smack or something really impactful is said, that sound is going to be included to make sure we
Yes.
punctuate our intent, right?
And we're not trying to get sued. We got that from RuPaul's Drag Race. Shout out to RuPaul's Drag Race. We're not trying to get sued, all right?
Oh yes, it's free to use, everyone. It's called shadebutton.com. So,
Yes.
and this this is, I guess, at the crux of what we're trying to do, right? I mean, at
And we
least
do
the
not own any
creative
rights to the
tenets.
music that we actually are playing. These are like, how do you put that copyright infringement? You see, I don't, that's so technical, but you know what? We're gonna just go through it. This is a dry run, honestly. This is like
Exactly. Yeah.
this is uncut and unfiltered. So we're gonna make some mistakes as we go. We're gonna talk a lot of shit as we go, and we're gonna just make a lot of mistakes. But at the end of the day, it's for laughter and comedy and for people to really get to know us. Okay, so we
Yeah.
apologize
Yeah, we're
on
gonna
the
talk
first dry
beeps.
run.
We're gonna talk beep and be beep. And so please don't, say it to us, beep off, or please,
Yes.
I'll be respectful. David will be
I'll
the
try to be
opposite of
respectful. Yeah,
that.
I'm not even respectful. I'm sorry. I'm gonna just talk my shit.
Again, beep. All right. All right.
Yes.
So David, so
Yes.
today we were thinking to do a trial run. We were trying to share with everyone two songs that really define us, right? Define, or
Yes.
something that they evoke in, they just make us feel something. So two very, very memorable songs from when we were growing up, right?
Yes,
So
yes.
David, well, how about you introduce one of the songs that you want to share?
Yes, absolutely. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share this one particular song that I believe came out, you could say early 1999, 2000. Let me just get the actual song. And for people who are listening, who come from the same background as I come from, you should know this. If you don't, come on now. Like, what are you doing? What rock were you under? What rock was you under if you didn't even know this song? This song touched my heart because of the fact that there's a specific rapper who has sadly passed, but her legacy lives on so effervescently, you know what I mean? Her legacy is still effervescent to this very day. And it just means so much to me to know that I know this song and that I could appreciate the lyricism in that particular rap. That's like the standout of this song. But this song came out in 1999. It was an R&B song. And this song was actually an R&B song that featured a hip-hop rap. And this particular version is something that I really, like, you know, I really, like, speak to, that I really, like, connect with. So without further ado, I'm going to play it, and I'm going to share my computer sound. We're recording this on Zoom now, so, like, yeah, you gotta give us some, you know, credit. You know, how do I share computer sound? Oh, okay. Ooh, got it.
Turn into a Zoom tutorial. Okay. Okay.
Daniel. Yes. All right. Okay. I hope they can hear this. If this is bad, I am so sorry. Oh well. You will be fine. Okay. Okay. No. The one. Let me just scroll. Okay. I.
Donald Jones. You know what's up.
Yes. Featuring the one and only Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Rest in peace, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Her verse was immaculate on this song. And I dare somebody to tell me different, all right? One of the strongest verses. All right. Sorry, I'm sorry. No. I do not own any rights to this song. Please do not violate me for copyright infringement. I do not own the rights to this song, okay? I do not own the rights to this song. Can I write that somewhere? Or okay, fine.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
What up? What up? Say what, say what, say what?
Okay.
My love is furious 'cause I believe in blowing up spots.
That song represents me in a certain aspect of how I grew up and how I am as a person as to this day. That song is immaculate. One of the strongest 90s, early 2000s hip hop and R&B collaborations of all time. I would say that was a top five song for me. Top three, okay?
Wow. And for anyone who, because you can't see a video on here, right? So I think I'm pretty sure I saw Usher in this one, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, that was the theme with a lot of the videos from early 2000s. I mean, the future stars were in exactly. Featuring so many singers and producers, music videos. But this song really excites me. It's so laid back, yet it's so impactful, especially, you know, the way you were building up, you know, you were teasing that a rap verse. It was so well inserted. It felt that it had a place and it felt so smooth. It felt powerful. But still, it didn't feel too blunt. It didn't feel, you know, like it was taking away from the melodious, the tune that the song was before it. Like, it was a steady, calm song, and then it goes to this fire rap verse, but it's not like just spewing hate or spewing fire.
Right.
But at the same time, it's still a very, very good rap verse, especially from a female, right? So the singer is the male one, right? But the feature is a female singer.
Female rapper,
my bad, exactly. But from what I remember, a lot of the songs were actually quite the opposite. Usually it was a male feature and even today, like it's, you know, of course, minus Cardi B and a lot of female rappers, like you had a female feature rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the song with the female rapper here, it's just, for me, it feels right. That's all I have to say about it. It just feels right.
And it shows that she had I don't like to use the word masculine and feminine because I feel like those are two toxic words, but like you could tell like from her rap verse, like she brought like the masculine fire that I think this song complimented, because she came with that raw, like strong, dominant energy in the middle of the song to like sell it all. Because you could see how he began the song, like it was very cool, laid back, showing his swag, trying to impress the girl that he wants, saying, you know what's up. That's just me. Like, I'm very cool and laid back whenever I try to impress somebody that I see that I like. And then when they get to know me, I hit with that boom, that energy that Left Eye hit you with during the rap verse.
Oh, okay.
And with that boom.
Oh,
boom.
Wow. That was three booms. Okay.
Yes. My favorite part about this song is actually Left Eye's verse. You know what I mean? I appreciate Donnell singing because like his vocals are still immaculate on this song, and his like runs and just like his tone is so rich, especially coming from like a male voice. Like, I really appreciate that about his contribution to the song. But I think the reason why Left Eye is more of a standout to me, because what I was impressed about was the fact that she didn't have to like create a curse word. She wasn't vulgar in her lyricism during her verse. She just spit out, you know, very unique vernacular and straightforward language that gave it a impactful, a profound message. Mm-hmm. She's just basically telling you how hardworking she is. And, you know, like, if you're not going with the flow of how hardworking she is and, like, you're not trying to get to know her, meet her halfway, then she's gonna keep it moving, still getting them platinum set records and still shining. The standout lyric for me from her verse was, living this life on a hustle, I barely get enough time. As we are working professionals, we barely get enough time to, you know, work on ourselves personally or invest in our personal lives, because we're always on a hustle, trying to work hard. So she said, living this life on a hustle, I barely get enough time. You know me from the platinum, how I stack them and shine. You see a lot of contenders trying to end up in my world, a reputation known as the untouchable girl. That is the lyrics that I think stood out to me. So I honestly appreciate Left Eye lyrics on this song. And I think that kind of represents me a little bit more, because like, I'm always on the move, always on the go, working hard. Barely get enough time to myself, but you know, I'm still gonna shine the way I shine. And I encourage all you guys to shine the way you shine, no matter how you do it, no matter what you do, no matter what route you gotta take, you're gonna shine regardless, as long as you put the hard work towards what you're trying to attain. That's for all my listeners out there, okay, baby? But yeah, shout out to Left Eye. Rest in peace. Your legacy still lives on to this day, and you're always acknowledged as one of the greatest female rappers of all time. I love you so much. And shout out to Donnell Jones for singing his butt off, singing those beautiful vocal runs and the hooks and the verse. You do your thing, Donnell Jones, and I'm so glad you're still here today, you know, making music and still be able to perform this iconic song the way you do. I love this song so much. Top five for me. I would say I would go as far as top three. Boom. What's up? Go ahead, Peru.
That's the fourth boom, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. That says, oh yeah, that's a lot of booms, and deservedly so. I just really like listening to the song, and yeah, that almost made me tear up. That was such an open, honest, and emotional confession about how much the song means to you, right?
Yeah,
that's great. That's wonderful. All right. So next,
what you got for us?
Okay, let's do this. So we're gonna switch gears into another language. Okay. So what we're gonna do? So it's actually a song from a Bollywood movie, of which I have seen a couple of times growing up. It's the movie is called Sarfarosh. Sarfarosh. If anyone wants to look it up. And this song is just, it's a romantic song. And for me, what resonates with me, you know, the songs that I grew up with, you know, from India are these beautiful, just beautiful verses, beautiful tones and voices of the female and the male singers, the chemistry in the movie. And even if you were not to see the movie, if you just hear the song, if you don't understand the language, you just feel what the song is trying to convey. And I'll just, without saying anything more, because I've already talked a lot and I actually want everyone to hear the song, so I'll just quickly go ahead and share the song. So it's called Johal Dilka, and that means the state of my heart right now, or the state that my heart is in, or what my heart's feeling right now. So yes, I'm going to, David, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Are you ready? Okay.
I am so ready. You might want to start from the beginning. Yeah.
Oh,
खबर है ये तुझको पता है जो छाया धड़कन पे चाहत का नशा है ये मुझको खबर है ये तुझको पता है जो छाया धड़कन पे चाहत का नशा है
you think?
I thought it was actually beautiful. It was immaculate. I love the vocal inflections in her voice. Mm-hmm. She was definitely a standout. And he kept up with her too nicely. Like it was a nice little beautiful blend of like the male and female voice. Similar to like how Donnell and Left Eye did. Like, you know, of course like she rapped though and he sung, but that was a beautiful song. Like I like how she did the Jahaladika. Like I love that part. That's like one of my favorite parts.
Right.
I used to say to my heart that means, right?
Yes, yes.
That's yeah, beautiful. Exactly.
Yes. It's I mean the singers are Kumar Sanu sir and Alka Yagnik. And those are for me, especially the female singers, the way they project their voices is just like a songbird whenever you think of a songbird, you know? And mm-hmm. they just start singing and it just hits your heart. It's yes. so pure. It's so beautiful, right? And mm-hmm. for anyone who wants to see the video of this, so imagine just closing your eyes, listening to these songs. So the way, you know, if you're familiar with Bollywood movies at all, so these songs are actually included in the movie, right? So the transition from a normal scene in a movie to a song, you know, has these locations, these beautiful locations, and the actor and the actress in beautiful, beautiful clothes. So one like real pure yellow gowns and a yellow see-through shirt and blue and red. And I mean, this song, you can just picture them, you know, just, you know, with the cascading waters from a waterfall. And then they just being, you know, affectionate and, you know, just being romantic and feeling the lyrics as if they were the ones themselves singing the song, you know, which it's, that's exactly what they're supposed to convey, right? Even though it's background singers, but the voice, the song is so pure and the meaning is, you know, the love, the affection is so strong that you've captured me, you know, the state that my heart, my feelings are in right now is all because of you. I'm just so in love and so, it's just so captivated and so taken by you, you know, by your partner. So that's what they're singing to each other. And it's just, yeah, it just hits so close to the heart because it's just, the lyrics are just so beautiful. And as David said, you know, the way it's sung is the most beautiful part, most effective part of the song, the way that they're singing it. So, yeah, I just love this song. That's all I have to say.
That's, really that's amazing. What is like the standout lyric that you see in this song that you could translate for us, like people like me who may not be familiar with like the language? Like,
right, could, right.
What's like one lyric that stands out to you that you could translate for us? And what is it? What do we learn about you from that standout lyric?
Right. So I think the first verse for me, the most memorable is, you know, so it says, "Gale se lagalu, labo pe sajalu." So I'll hug you so tightly and your words, your you know, you are etched on my labo means on your, you know, in your speech, in your quite essentially on your lips, right? Yes. So that physical affection, and you know, you're basically as an ornament on my lips because I talk about you so frequently. You're just it. You're almost, you know how you have those lip rings, right? What are those called? Those that make you look like sort of a bull, like a raging matador sort of thing on your lips.
Oh, like the septum rings?
Yes, I think, yeah, those are
it goes to your nose.
the deviated septum rings on your lips, right? Oh. So it's almost like something that's on your lips, something, you know, actually, as opposed to these rings, something that actually looks pretty wank, you know, yeah, that's okay. Wait, let me quickly pull up the fade button. Where is it? Okay. I missed the timing, but yeah. So it's so beautiful. La beau pe sajalu. So I want to have you as a decoration on my lips, right? That could mean like it's up to your interpretation, but that just those lyrics are just so, you know, affectionate. And yeah, it's yeah, that's the first verse. That's how the first verse starts. And yeah, great song.
All right, can you repeat that leg for us one more time? Because I know this is like it's not really like a universal language that, right. Like,
so gale se lagalun, labo pe sajalun. Gale se lagalun, hug you, okay. So close, so tightly, labo pe sajalun. Labo are your lips, the your instrument to speak, or to, you know, that you used to show your affection, you know, your lips or your speech, your mouth, right? Sajana means decorating or putting it as an ornament, something to beautify it. Yes. Exactly. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's just a beautiful song about love and affection and the passion. Yeah. I really love the song.
It's beautiful. And let's not pretend that Bollywood hasn't had a huge impact on many of the American music too as well. In fact, there is a list of like a great amount of songs in which Bollywood has influenced some of the hip hop hits that we've seen. You've seen artists like Jay-Z have used like Bollywood influence. Black Eyed Peas, you had The Game, the rapper The Game, you know, when he was actually popping. Ooh. Shea Button.
Wait. Oh, God, yeah. You've got a... Oh, God.
I don't get to throw shade like that, but...
Man.
I did it.
Okay. Yeah, you have to preface. You have to have a humming sound. I'll put it in the chat. Shade coming. Upcoming shade. So that I'm prepared, because that timing is key, right? And also, I'll miss it. If I even momentarily get distracted by a fly... Or I don't know, some booger or something in my R or something, and then I just miss the timing. So you've gotta give me like, you know, some sort of sound or something. Yep. You gotta have a signal, right? Go ahead.
My bad. Ill timing. But yeah, a lot of the hip hop artists have used Bollywood music too. Like I said, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Black Eyed Peas, MIA, The Game, you know, Drake, Pusha T, Future. So, you know, Bollywood has a very strong presence within some of the greatest hip hop songs that came to like our generation. So we gotta give Bollywood its props, and we need to acknowledge that Bollywood has a staying power that to this very day like changes the game of a lot of like American music. One of my favorite Bollywood artists that Peru has even actually like opened my eyes to is Lata Mangeshkar. She's known as like the queen of Bollywood music. She is somebody that has provided like a strong foundation to what it means to have like that vocal agility in Bollywood music and how to make Bollywood music classical. She's with somebody that I've like listened to in Peru on multiple occasions, especially when me and Peru like first was meeting each other, you know. We were sharing our music tastes. Lata Mangeshkar was somebody that like he put me onto, and I was like, oh my goodness, her voice is immaculate. And she has done a lot of like voiceovers for a lot of like the Bollywood musics, right? Like she's been responsible for like a good portion of like the voiceovers for like Bollywood music that like some of like the famous Bollywood actors have lip sync over. She is a beautiful voice. She has an amazing voice. So yeah, just want to put that out there.
Oh yes, yes. Thank you, David. See, I'm glad that David really likes. You know, if he likes something, he really shows it, and if he doesn't like something or someone, he definitely shows it.
Yes,
that singer. He's been, I've been really sharing with him many songs from her, and she's a very a seasoned singer. I think she has 7 decades plus of career in this industry. The singer that actually sung the song that I shared, Alka Yagnik, is, I guess, for me, a descendant of that sort of beautiful, just generational singing, especially in terms of female voices. So, there are many singers like Alka Yagnik, Shreya Ghoshal, Suniti Chauhan, and I'm going to put in here songs here and there also. And back to what David's talking about, the inspiration from Bollywood music to hip-hop artists, which seems very, very kind of crazy and unbelievable, but it's true. And it's the same thing, and I think even to a greater extent, the influence of Western music, the Western sounds, and especially the English language, and how we present our movies and our songs, especially in the last 10-15 years, a lot of the lyrics are English-based lyrics also. In many of the Bollywood songs, the dance songs, and even some of the romantic songs, so definitely the sounds, the vibe, the words, the language, the cross of language, because a lot of our movies and songs have the English language so common, because that's how we grow up as a culture there, learning English and Hindi hand in hand. So yeah, I mean, there's just a sea of influences, and this cross, this intersection of the two cultures, of the two languages, of the two countries, it's beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Yes. So this has been amazing. And David, I mean, this has been a long time coming. David and I have been really wanting to do this. We've just been sitting, just spewing, I don't know what sort of words at the screen in the universe. Yelling, yes. Shocked, and just making these weird expressions, and they're just laughing with each other. And then we wondered maybe if we should share this with someone else who might, of course, there might be some things that'll annoy what we're saying, especially what I'm saying. Like sometimes, things might annoy someone else. But if anyone can be an audience to this, you find something relatable, if you want to share something, if you find if you learn something new, or identify with something that we are saying,
yeah,
that would be awesome. Yeah, that's what we're here for, to just share what
just
we love.
Share.
Yeah.
And if we could like, make one person laugh, or one person smile, or impact somebody's life in some shape, way, or form, even if it's just like one person, then I think we did our job here, because we want to like basically encourage everybody, especially during these times where it's hard to like basically like get to know people, like in person, and like with the pandemic and having COVID-19 affect our way of socializing and whatnot, we want to make it easier for people to like be a little bit more daring as far as like using whatever, something that is universal to you and to others, to connect with, whatever is universal to you that you could connect with somebody else on, utilize it, Because like what's universal to us is music, and that's how we connect. And you may connect with somebody else through another universal language, whether it's a sport, an activity, or even music as well. And we want to show you basically the purpose, I guess, overall, even though we don't really have it clearly defined, is just to show like how like, many things about this world as far as music, activity, sports, or many other like facets of like socializing, we want to show you how they can connect people from two different worlds, and connect people who you may not expect to connect with on a daily basis, could bring together, like music is a melting pot for multiple people in this world, as well as sports and TV, a show, Netflix. There's so many things that are melting pot to us that we need to utilize to be able to like socialize with, And I think as we could continue to create more episodes, I think the purpose will become a little bit more clear. And of course, if you guys have any ways of, providing feedback to us, about how to improve the show, we are definitely open to feedback. We're open to criticism. And of course, we know that some people may not like the show, some people may love the show, but we're just here to, you know, express our passion and just to make you guys laugh and make you guys connect with us, just like how we connected with each other through music. So yeah.
Yes, that was exactly, you covered everything that we are all about, and that's awesome. And yes, thank you, David, for joining. Right, and this was great. And very soon we will be back with another episode, and hope to connect with anyone who's going to be listening to this anytime in the future.
Right.
Soon. Take care, everybody.
Will we take? Will we, wait.
What? Oh, okay. Oh, wait. We're not done. Remind.
I'm thinking, like, all right. So, like, if you guys want to follow us, should we put? We will put our Instagram handles in, like, right, the description box, I think. All if right. you guys are interested
the
in, like,
marketing, you know, marketing, I forgot.
Yeah. I think my Instagram is private, but, like, if I start to get a lot of requests, I'll end up making it public at some point. So we'll see. But, like, we'll definitely have our Instagrams on in our description. And if you guys want to provide us any type of feedback to better improve the show, please do so. We will be getting more into, like, some of the current music
right
that we feel very passionate about in a good or a bad way. We hope to do some reactions to songs and reactions to how, like, some of the artists are being, like, you know, played with during the music industry, because trust me, there are plenty of artists now that are being played with on their time, and I'm not doing it. But anyways, Peru, you got anything else to say?
not yet. Well, we've got a lot of things to say going forward, right?
So
we just gotta put in the seed to what's going to come next. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh god. Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Till next time, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.